Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 68th Berlinale. Today I'm with Babak Jalali, director of Land, screening here in Panorama section.
First of all, Babak, how would you describe the film? What's the film for you?
The film is a story about a relationship with Native Americans and Caucasian people, white people, on a local level and also a national level. It's told through a family of Native Americans, and it's a contemporary story, like an anti-Western.
So, Babak, the reservation issue is something that is scarcely talked about. It. Is this one of the reasons you decided to embark on this project?
Yes, one of the reasons. I mean, I was always interested in Indian history, Native American history, but I had no idea about the contemporary situation. I knew about reservations, but I didn't know what life was like there. Until about 7 years ago, I read an article in a newspaper in England, and it was a photo reportage, images of a specific reservation in South Dakota called Pine Ridge, and also along with it, it had statistics. And the article was something along the lines of Pine Ridge being America's third world in a way. And I found the statistics really surprising and shocking. And I thought, okay, I live in London. I'm Iranian, grew up in London, and I have no idea about this kind of situation. And that's how. Then I went over there and to that particular reservation, and I spent some months there. And then for the next few years, I went to over 30 reservations in many different states in America to see and spend time and research. And the fact that we don't, you know, it's not just us in Europe, actually. It's a lot of Americans also kind of choose not to know about that situation.
During your research, did you get why we don't know anything about the situation?
Well, the most basic explanation is, let's say, any visitor to America generally tends to go to the big cities on the coasts, New York, Boston, and Miami on the east, let's say San Francisco, LA, San Diego, Seattle on the west. In the middle, yeah, there's some places like, I don't know, Vegas or, you know, things like that, Chicago, I guess. But point being that a lot of America we don't go to, we don't really read about, and we don't. The reason we don't perhaps go there, read about, is because again, a lot of these communities have been completely forgotten about, you know, by the system that is supposed to protect them, that is supposed to represent them, and so, you know, isolated communities, forgotten by communities, generally are out of the spotlight in a way. So
the feeling while watching the film is that you're really pushing everything to the limits of emotions, but there's no pity in your film. Do you agree with that? Was it your intention to get us empathetic about the situation without making us feel sorry for them?
Yes, it was my intention, because I don't, you know, they don't need pity, you know. One, they're proud communities with a rich tradition, rich culture that goes back so long. And, you know, they have, like a lot of different communities, they have dreams, ambitions, and hopes, you know. And with pity, you kind of kill someone's hope, I think.
I know the journey to finally make this film was extremely long. So was it frustrating? Were there ever a time in which you said you felt like giving up, for example?
Yeah, it took a long time, you know, more than normal time span of making a film. But, you know, the film had its complications in a way that, you know, it's essentially an American story, but it's been entirely financed by Europe, you know, by RAI, MIBAC, Torino Film Lab, UMI, CNC, Netherlands Film Fund. Nothing American involved in financially making the film. And so that process, of course, takes time, but also it has its complications when you make a European film in America or over there. It's not easy, just logistically and all those things. So, you know, our crew was a mixture of people from 5-6 different countries, And it and also I'm not Native American. I'm Iranian. I grew up in London. So I think the research process for the film and the casting took a long time as well, because you know you have to be sure what you're saying is true to the people you're representing. So
since this film is a co-production with Italy, how much do you consider Land an Italian film?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a primarily an Italian film because of the project started in the Torino Film Lab. That's how it was developed, and we got the production grant, and we got money funding from them just to kickstart the film, to give it a boost. Then having Rai and me back, and having spent so much time in Italy doing development, doing the post production. So I've actually been more in Italy in the past 5-6 years than I have in London. So
one last question: the photography is like the key to the power of this film. What kind of work did you do with Agnès Godard, the director of photography?
Well, then yes, who is really amazing. She we went, I think, before shooting with her, we went 2 trips there for recceing, for scouting, and things like that. And it's one thing when you're sitting, let's say, in Paris or in Rome, or and thinking, okay, we're going to shoot it this way, we're going to shoot it. But until you're there and you see everything, the light, the landscape, and things like that, that's when it is. So with the, and also Dimitri Capuani, who's the production designer, Italian production designer of the film. It was there in those wrecking trips that we really came up with a concept of the colors and the aspect ratio we were going to shoot in, how the film is not rushed, it's not a there's not that much movement and everything, to show that sense of the isolation and static nature of the place.
And we'll be talking to Babak Jalali, director of Land, screening at the 68th Berlinale in the Panorama section. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.